USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. A Texas community is waking up to a cold reality after a mass shooting at an outlet mall north of Dallas, where a shooter opened fire, killing eight people and wounding over half a dozen others before being shot and killed by a police officer.
It was the end of an afternoon of shopping with her daughter. Elaine Panicaro didn't make it back to her car on Saturday. She initially heard shots of gunfire in the distance.
30 seconds later, like pop, 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 like right in front of us, like right in front of us in the parking lot. We saw the smoke, the sparks flying. I mean, we literally just turned around, ran right into the Converse store. You know, the employees were like, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? And we're like, there's a shooting outside.
While those sights and sounds don't easily go away, Panicaro knows they'll manage.
Very traumatizing. You know, we have to live each day. I mean, we can't just stay in our houses for the rest of our life, unfortunately.
I'm Jerry Barmash.
Meanwhile, six people were shot near a college campus in Northern California that took the life of a 17-year-old girl. Authorities were called to a party at an apartment complex in Chico about a half hour before the shooting on the report of a fight. With eyes watching around the world, a long shot takes the crown in the 149th running of the Kentucky Derby.
Mage to win the Kentucky Derby!
Mage at 15-1 beat out Two Phils and Angel of Empire to grab the victory in the first Triple Crown leg of the year after the favorite Forte was scratched ahead of the race. The win snapped a losing streak for jockey Javier Castellano and was a first at the Derby for trainer, owner, and fellow Venezuelan Gustavo Delgado. But it came during a tragic week at Churchill Downs in which seven horses died. Two of them were euthanized on Saturday. I'm Karen Sloan.
USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
The president is coming to his son's defense.
President Biden is defending his son's business dealings ahead of possible federal charges. In an interview on MSNBC, Biden said,
"First of all, my son's done nothing wrong. I trust him. I have faith in him. And it impacts my presidency by making me feel proud of him."
The Washington Post has reported the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware is looking into Hunter Biden's business dealings in China and the income he received from serving on the board of the Ukrainian energy company Burisma. I'm John Schaefer.
The strike by the Writers Guild of America is continuing into its sixth day. Their contract with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers expired this past week. Creators of Stranger Things saying they hope a fair deal is reached so they can get back to work after pausing production on the final season. U.S. Air Force is honoring former astronaut Buzz Aldrin.
In a promotion ceremony held in California this weekend, the Air Force named Aldrin an honorary brigadier general. Lieutenant General Michael Guetlein said Aldrin, quote, has been an inspiration to a nation and a tireless advocate for space exploration since he became the second person on the moon 54 years ago. Aldrin was also made an honorary Space Force Guardian. He spoke at the ceremony and said it was thrilling to see NASA still sending astronauts to the moon so many years after he made history. I'm Jim Forbes.
Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.